Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What X? It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How you doing? Let's go. Good. Oh, look, there's my number one friend right there. It's times like Hajj we learn to live again. The host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, man? What's up?
I can hear it in your singing voice. Mm-hmm. Somebody didn't get into the ACL screening for Foo Fighters.
Screening. I wish it was a screening. Okay, recording. I wish that it was. Yeah. There's a Foo Fighters thing last night, and you guys all went and all had a good time, and I sat at home because nobody likes me, all right?
Have you gone through all, like, your Facebook or social media feed?
Out having fun without me.
To see all the people who got into
there. There's only really one person who I saw who I was like, this guy?
Yeah.
This guy? Really? But the unfortunate reality is I did not get to go, and so that will be that little rendition you heard right there will be the last that you ever hear of Foo Fighters on this radio station. Sorry, boys and girls. What, you think I don't have the authority? You think that I'm not?
I think nobody's going to check.
It's your play, though, but. I can do it, buddy.
Body. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's a very busy day, actually. In fact, already super busy because you're welcome. Gave my guy Nick Hajda a ride to work today.
Thank you.
Which I'm always pleased to do, or at least I was pleased yesterday when you asked me because I thought, oh, yeah, Nick lives like on the way to the radio station. And then as I was driving today, I was like, this is way out of my way. And that's before I got to your house. Then I got to your house and I was like, how do we get here? Which way do we go? And he's like, oh, I'll follow this and you'll get on 290. I'm like, 290? This is holy unacceptable.
Just dox me, why don't you?
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Also, you got school buses in your neighborhood. That's the problem. I don't have to deal with. All right. I know you've told me in the past when I was running late that if I was sitting at a red light, just go. All right. Just go. Mm-hmm. Would you have whipped around the school bus that was very annoyingly driving 18 miles per hour down your neighborhood street?
Is this a normal school bus that obviously is up to no good, driving around at 5:50 in the morning, picking up kids to go to school at that time that is normal time? Or is it the one that's just sitting there down the street from my house?
Oh, you have a
on
just
the side.
We just got a school bus.
Go what? Around that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was never going to move.
No, it was driving around and such.
I think
but you're
trying
right.
to turn it to an like, Airbnb.
It is like way too early for a school bus to be out, right? What's that guy doing?
It's a drug bus.
Is that a bus driver just joyriding around?
That's right, buddy.
Sweet ass ride before his shift starts?
Ghost riding the whip.
Yeah. Can you take a school bus anywhere?
What do you mean?
I mean, like,
can you just go pick it up and be like, hey, I'll be right back, you guys?
In a former life, occasionally I'd be on the way to a work endeavor and be like, you know what? I need to stop and have two whiskeys and a beer real quick. Can you pull a school bus into the parking lot of Haymaker? I'm sure you guys appreciate that shout out. And then just go in, you know.
Man, if you park a school bus in that parking lot, that's a jerk move. There's not a lot of parking
there. It's a bit of a small.
I think as long as there aren't kids there, you're in the bus, you're okay.
Yeah.
But
eventually there'll be kids in the bus.
Yeah.
And it'll still be in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive school bus drivers.
But also, like, I think that the pool of eligible candidates is kind of small. So, like, if you're not actively dressed like a clown holding a knife, you can drive the school bus and do whatever you want. Just get the kids to school.
The pool of eligible.
I don't think there's a lot of people that are like, I want to be a school bus driver. It's not an aspirational thing, I think.
I just remembered.
Most of them are probably teachers trying to make an extra buck.
Barely related, but I've been meaning to bring it up all week. You know, for 8.5 months, I couldn't really find a job.
School bus driver?
And I didn't apply for the school bus driver or this one, but I think I figured it out for the next time. Pedicab driver. All right?
No, what?
The pedicab drivers leaving ACL Fest, first of all, I'm kind of a fitness jerk now. All right? I'll enjoy just the casual exercise workout. But also, my girl was like, how much to take us to Butler Pitch and Putt? $100. Okay? We'd already walked like 100 yards away from Zilker Park. And this person said $100. I was like, does anybody fall for this? I guess you only need one dummy per night to be like, yeah. And then it's like, all right. I mean, Made $100 in 8 minutes.
I mean, I would consider if you just took me home.
Like if it was from Zilker Park,
you're
that
now
was $100.
My personal driver for the weekend.
Yeah, they're raking it in. So maybe I'm going to be a professional pedicab driver.
You do have the look of a first-time pedicab driver right now.
This look right here?
It's very interesting. You got a
That's another thing.
Tropical golf shirt. Is that horses on it?
I think it's a dog. I don't know. What's
that looks like a chicken.
I don't know.
And you got a handlebar mustache.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I made it last night. I made my mustache. And I got here and the security guy said something about it. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I look like an idiot. My bad.
The Morning X.
Air Violin. 101X. It's the Morning X. Time for the Morning X. Burning X question. What are you burning on today there, Hajda?
How long should you wait after eating beans before it's safe to do yoga? Now.
Is it unsafe to fuel yourself with beans for yoga?
Yes.
I'm not a yoga guy.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not a beans guy or a yoga guy, all right? I will occasionally, if there's beans in something that I am consuming, a Mexican dish, if you will, sometimes I'll not be a dick about it and be like, yeah, that's fine. Usually I'll say, if it's a side, no beans, double rice, all right? Give me all the carbs. Give me all the carbs possible. But yeah, I don't really do beans and I don't do yoga. So tell me about your struggle, Hajda.
Well, so this happened yesterday. I had some leftover sausage and beans and coleslaw from the night before.
I mean, I watched Nick reheat and then consume this. It was a goddamn nightmare. All right.
It's okay, fine. But normally what I do is after I perform this radio show, I have a nice peanut butter and honey sandwich as a snack in between the sports show that Jason and I do, 11 to 1, 102.7 ESPN Radio. And then after that, I will have an actual lunch-type meal.
Because you don't want to be too bogged down.
That's right.
See, that's a better question. How long after eating beans is it set to do
sports?
A sports show?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was a notable difference in yesterday's program.
If you didn't have any complaints, it's right away. But so yesterday I mixed it up and I had my leftover sausage and beans after this show because I was like, I'm trying to do yoga at 2:30. And if I have, I need to have a.
You can't have 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. the beans and then go to yoga at 2:30. Is what you're saying?
Earmuffs, kids.
Uh-oh.
I had to make sure all my farts got out before I went to yoga and tried to do downward dog.
I think we understood the implication there. That's
and so that's you were laughing at me of like, what do I do? I was like, well, look, I explained the whole process, and so now I want people to go vote. Should you go right away? 1 to 2 hours, 3 to 4 hours. Or at least 24 hours. No yoga that day after eating beans. And that led to an interesting debate between me and Jason of how long does it take beans to turn into a fart.
Well, yeah. What is the incubation time on a piece of bean fart?
Just my brain would tell me that it takes at least a couple hours for stuff to digest, for it to go from your...
Right. I think you might have done it the opposite of the optimal way. Like, I think you could have beaned at 1:30 and then jammed in the yoga before it got to you, right?
Spoiler alert.
Huh?
I did not do yoga yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because you're 1,000% correct.
Oh, really?
No, I did Google how long does it take for beans to turn to farts, and at first I was freaked out. Because according to the Cleveland Clinic Health Essentials...
Oh, they know. They would know.
Their thing just starts out with, but after 3 to 4 weeks, flatulent levels return to normal. And I was like, what? What? But that's apparently if you incorporate beans into your diet, body will adjust after a month of a heavy bean diet.
I had beans the third week of September. I still can't guys.
What?
I still can't do it.
But apparently it takes at least 6 to 8 hours before it can reach the colon. It can go from your mouth to colon, and that's where it gets turned into farts.
It's gross.
Where you made a sour face?
All of this is gross.
When I say colon?
Also, again, I don't endeavor much into bean land, but I mean, isn't that part of the whole idea of yoga is like strengthen your core, all right? Learn some...
Oh, hold the farts in?
Yes, okay.
No. If you're doing it right,
do some self-control, all right?
But it's
namaste. You earn control over your body.
But no, it's also about releasing
vessel.
Everything.
Oh, no. You don't want to release everything.
Just loosen it up.
Ugh.
Don't be all tight and stuff. No, you got to loosen it.
Just a room full of hot yoga farts.
Now, I do think that it's the yogi's code. of that. If you let Young's one go, code. Just everybody pretends like that's fine.
Everybody just poker faces it.
It's all good, man. We're in a safe space here. But I was like, what was going on after 2 hours of those beans? I was like,
did not feel appropriate about taking it to.
No, that would have been a violation. That would have been a violation.
Well,
so.
I admire you for your morals on that front, sir. So good on you. Can I tell the people, Nick prepares a plate of sausage, okay?
Sure.
And then he covers all of these diced up sausage with ketchup and mustard.
Yep.
Which, if you want to put mustard on a sausage wrap, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But when you got it all diced up and then you have ketchup on there as well, way too much condiment action going on your sausage.
You know, I'm a sauce guy.
And then Nick takes the sausage covered in ketchup and mustard, dips it in the beans.
Get a little bean juice on it.
That get a little bean juice on it.
Get a little bean juice on it.
Ugh.
Those are those H-E-B hickory beans, man. That's good stuff right there, okay?
Hickory beans, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please vote in the poll at 101X Morning X. Today's Burning X question.
Morning X.
Tool, January 31st, Moody Center. Tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. We have one more opportunity. Win them before you can buy them tickets. 7:45. So hold on for your chance to win. I am preparing a contest right now, Hajda. And let me just tell you, I'm so excited.
Good.
So excited. I guess, to be fair to the listeners, because you guys are going to have to play against Nick, and I guess he knows the scheme. We're going to play another titillating round of How Much Does It Weigh? Which is titillating for me to prepare and execute.
Look, when they said, Nick,
for you guys to play,
do you give us all your blessing to bring back
for
Jason
to
the morning show?
I don't know.
When they asked me to give my blessing to bring you back,
I don't think
there were other reasons. They did. It may not have mattered, but they asked me. Okay, they had the decency to ask me. There were other considerations as well going into my decision to say yes.
Oh.
But mostly it was so that we could play How Much Does It Weigh? I love it.
Does it weigh?
I love it.
7:45, your chance at Tool tickets.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news is fit to air, my guy. Nicholas Hajda, go.
Israel's military has warned more than 1 million civilians in northern Gaza to begin evacuating southwards. However, the United Nations says a mass evacuation is impossible without major humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, Mayor Kirk Watson says Austin is on high alert after a former Hamas leader called for October 13th, today, to be a day of jihad across the globe. APD will be deploying directed patrols and will be on tactical alert despite not having received any information to believe that a threat is imminent. And finally, if you are currently listening to us...
go ahead. Sorry.
If you are currently listening to us in the shower with your pet, know that you are not alone.
You are alone. Okay? You are so alone.
Well, you literally have an animal next to you.
Yeah, no, but you are alone. Okay?
According to a new poll, 15% of Americans have showered with their pet. This comes on a new survey of people's unique showering habits. But 23% say they brush their teeth while showering. 80% of women shave their legs while showering.
Yeah.
Whereas only 8% of men regularly shave their legs in the shower.
Okay.
And then 20% of people clean the shower as they're using it. And then, of course, the 15% with their pet. I'm going to say,
hang on.
Showering with your pet, weirder than cleaning while you're doing it.
Well, I think cleaning while you're doing it is a perfectly normal strategy to maintain a tidy household, tidy bathroom.
Unless you got one of those doodle type dogs that is basically a scrub brush and then clean with your pet.
How dare you?
Use it to clean the shower.
Yeah, you're also cleaning.
Three birds, one stone.
I am a shower toothbrusher, which I think I declared on some program weeks ago, and somebody asked me, does that mean that I'm rinsing with the shower head water?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say rinse.
Now, every time I do it, I'm like, is this somehow water not good enough to go in my mouth? I'm like, you guys don't know where my mouth's been, okay? It's definitely good enough. It's definitely good enough. Look, not so much in the Bogey Thorne era, but more in the Silent J days. Mm-hmm. If I was bathing him, I would just turn the shower on and get in with him and then hold him up to the thing and all of those things.
Take off your clothes? You get naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's seen me naked. It's okay. We're in a committed relationship, okay? Living in sin.
I've heard stories about Silent J, and apparently he was very impressive down there.
Get out of here. But is
once you get envious.
Is that what, I mean, that's like a once every 6 weeks or months.
Did you clean yourself?
Whenever he needs.
Were you like, here's some dog shampoo for Silent
I mean,
J,
there would
here's
be some
for
runoff.
Jason Dick?
Yeah, I guess so, but it's not. Okay. You made it seem like these people are getting in the shower with their dog every single morning, their cat, and if that is the case, no, you are. There is not people like you, okay? And you are, in fact, so alone, okay?
Wow.
So sad and alone. I'm sure everything's fine.
When your day is long.
You just want to have a companion in the shower.
What's worse, if you try to be showers with your... If you try to shower
pass
with your
sun,
pet...
Please.
But your dog's like, no, get
no,
out of here. I
no
know.
Way.
I'm just, no.
Sports.
You're not going to be in here with you.
You got so handsy last time. You
I'd
said,
rather lick myself clean
come on,
than shower with you.
We're just going to we'll just wash each other's back.
I don't know. Get at us at 101X Morning X. Do you shower with your
pets? And now something about baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies 3-1 over the Braves. They eliminated the 104-win Atlanta Braves. They move on to the National League Championship Series. They'll play the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm again say we should petition Major League Baseball and just make the Civil War of Texas the World Series. All right? Or what are we calling it, Nick? What is the...
The Nolan Ryan Memorial Championship Series.
Yeah, the Rangers versus the Astros. Nobody cares about the Phillies, and certainly not the Diamondbacks. So yeah,
no.
Just whoever's the winner of the AL should be the World Series champion.
I saw somebody mention that the Diamondbacks are just waiting for the winner of this Braves-Phillies series, and I was like, just keep waiting. Okay, just keep waiting. We don't care. Just put whoever this Braves Phillies into the World Series opposite Astros Rangers.
They did win the World Series in 2002. Luis Gonzalez beat the Yankees. Something. So they're a real team. They're real.
Because they did it 2 decades ago?
Hockey news. Dallas, your Stars 2-1. They beat the St. Louis Blues last night. Says here game ended on a strikeout.
Go ours.
It's pretty exciting. If you are a local hockey fan, the Texas Stars are playing tonight. Their home opener versus the Tucson Roadrunners. Meep, meep. Up at the HEB Center in Cedar Park. What's that? I'm being told SO stands for shootout, not strikeout.
Yeah.
Ended in a shootout. I don't know hockey things, but how exciting. Congratulations, Stars. And finally this, Thursday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs 19-8. Bit of a stinker over the lowly Denver Broncos. However, you know who was there? Hey, it's Taylor. Taylor Swift, once again, in the luxury box. You know, I've been saying all along how I don't believe this. I find this to be some sort of contrived marketing stunt. This was thought up in a boardroom by, you know, some sort of executives who were trying to move records or whatever.
Her movie's out to
Travis
yesterday.
Kelce moves. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody go see Eras? Is it called Eras?
Yeah.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Fire up your review. I would love to know what you thought of it. It's probably... Weren't people?
Like if you saw it, you're gonna love it 100%.
Well,
and
I don't know.
If it's 99%, you're not seeing it.
I'm kind of interested in seeing it because I will pay.
You should definitely go with this handlebar mustache that you're at right now with a bunch of 15-year-old Taylor Swift screaming fans.
$12 to see a well-edited. It's just a concert film, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get the whole experience that you guys waited in online pre-sales for a day and a half and paid $700 a ticket to sit in the nosebleeds for, right? Like, my experience is going to be better than yours.
Well, apparently, it's missing 5 songs,
surely.
Guys.
Oh, no, it's missing 5 songs.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I have said I don't believe in this relationship. However, I saw the first, I believe, shot. They cut away in the pregame to show Taylor. She's up there chatting with Donna Kelce, Travis's mom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I believe that relationship, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I see the two of them. I saw...
That's Taylor's move, is to become best friends with your mom.
What's that movie? Amsterdam?
Yep.
Okay? I know that Taylor Swift can't act, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that was genuine. What I saw was genuine. This, however, if you go to ESPN.com right now, the top story, the first video you see, Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift celebrate during Travis Kelce's 124-yard masterclass. Yeah. Can I get a touchdown for my guy? That'd be great. There is no way... Brittany Mahomes is enjoying this. The wife of Patrick Mahomes.
No, she's loving it.
Are you kidding me? No.
She loves Hobnobby. No.
She was the number one bad
but
bitch in that box.
But now she's BFFs with Taylor Swift. She loves this. This is the greatest thing ever
I'm telling
for Brittany
you.
Mahomes.
I can
Taylor
see.
Taylor hates her. Taylor's no. gonna no. Taylor's like, oh my god, get away from me.
Taylor's genuinely having a good time, and Brittany Mahomes is like, I wish she would just finally get rid of them. This is so stupid. Because she was once the, you know, she was a bad bee in that box. All right, she's like, hey guys, do you know I'm the owner of a Kansas City soccer team? I am 100% the owner's, not my husband's mm-hmm. money. All right, and now all of a sudden Taylor Swift walks in and she's
it's their money, Jason.
Oh yeah, of course it's their money. There's no way. Okay, there's no way. She hates this.
Look,
she hates it.
Speaking of hating this, if you're like, are these guys talking about Taylor Swift again?
Yeah, that's right.
Try watching the Broncos offense. Okay, this is better than that. Oh my god.
The Morning X.
My guy Nicholas Hajdi gets angry sometimes, starts pounding his fist, stomping his feet, and that's why we have this segment designed to let out some of that anger, the aggression, hit the pressure release valve on some of that pent up rage. A segment called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajdi gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
See, the idea is Nick redacts, takes out the name of the person he is angry with so nobody gets their feelings hurt. He can't sue us. What are you going to get, man? Whatever. But sometimes you know, obviously, who he's talking about. What do you have for us today, Hajdi? What's going on here?
Today you won't, because I don't know who this is. But Dear Redacted, what are you doing pulling out in front of my brand new Nissan Altima when I have the green light and you have the red?
Yeah.
Watch it, okay? My car is actually valuable now. Now I have anxiety about it. Watch out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I bought a new Nissan Altima recently. Congratulations.
New to you.
It's new to me, 2016.
All right, that was a dick way to say
it. It's nicer than your rental Altima.
I don't think it is.
Go inside it. Okay,
the really?
Inside.
Nick did get a ride.
P-I-M-P.
A ride to work from me today. You're telling me that your Altima is better than my Altima?
On the inside, it definitely is.
Okay.
So my car, it's just like my
What's
beauty.
What's different
it's
about
all
the inside? Oh, all of your...
Just the outside is a little bit... You know, anyway, not important. What's important is, though, like, for the last 4 years, I've been driving a piece of crap 2009.
Right.
And I didn't care what happened to it. Okay. As crazy as Austin's drivers are, nobody goes the speed limit, people veering in and out of traffic. I was like, hit me, I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Whatever,
Maybe
fine.
You were rooting for it. Did you have insurance?
Yep. But this happened the other day. I was, again, driving down the I-183 access road right here by Lamar-ish.
Okay.
On my way to yoga. And somebody, the light is green for me. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going through the intersection. Mm-hmm. It didn't just turn green.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just pulls up to the opposite way to the where they have a red light. And they just pull out in front of me.
Mm.
And I'm like... And I see it coming, and like my life flashes before my eyes now, because if something happens to my new car, it's disaster time, okay?
Yeah.
That old one, it cost me $1,000, okay? I don't want to brag.
Right.
But that's easily recoverable.
Yeah.
Ish. This one would devastate me, okay?
If something happened to the car?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what it would be safe, defensively drive, but listen, that's also just the risk that you take out on the roadways every day.
This is just like, they had no reason to do it.
Uh-huh.
They just, like, this is a complete dumbass move on their part.
What car did they have?
Some piece of crap minivan.
Well, yeah, but they were driving their version of a 2009 Altima. They don't care. You've been doing this to people for years now. You're like, I don't care. I don't care about this car. I'm just going to pull out in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just whip around. Yeah, yeah. Well, now you see the shoes on the other foot. Do you think about all the people who were driving a new to them Nissan Altima?
I was still a
Altima.
Good driver. Was I driving 80 miles an hour? Yes, but I was doing it safely.
Okay.
I was one of those yahoos right. darting in a traffic.
Safely around a red
aggro.
Line. Turning right on red at 80.
I looked both ways. Okay, the point is, I was fine. Why are you making this about me?
Oh.
This is about them, all right?
Oh, right,
everybody
right,
just
right.
watch your ass. My car's worth the crap now,
huh?
And it's giving me anxiety.
Oh, yeah. That is...
Now, I will say, if this person in the minivan who pulled out in front of me was also trying to go to yoga and they had just eaten beans and they were trying to get there underneath the time limit, I kind of get it. But as we have determined earlier in the Morning Next Morning Next question,
how long
should you wait after eating beans before it's safe to do yoga? 44% of the audience says at least 24 hours.
Okay.
So just that PSA... Don't run into me because you're trying to get to yoga before.
I would say,
just let it go.
You say you can't go to yoga too close to bean consumption because you might offend your fellow yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's safe to eat beans and then get in your brand new Nissan Altima? I mean, I feel like you're risking damage to your automobile, all right? You're
just
risking.
Don't make this gross, okay? Well, don't make this gross.
My bad.
Too far.
In 10 seconds, tell me why the interior of your car is nicer than my rental Altima.
Because it's got better seats, upholstery, it looks cooler, it's black.
What color is mine? I don't even know what color
it was
mine.
Dark this morning, yeah. But I could tell.
You could tell it's better.
Tell it's low quality.
The Morning X.
I don't feel great about doing this to you guys twice in 1 week, right here in the 7 o'clock hour. But we need to talk about poops for a second. All right. I think it's.
Are you having an issue?
It's sort of related to your car thing that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of weave that in. Plus, I know everybody's just waiting for us to call out to win Tool tickets, so you have to listen to it anyway. But the radio station was the unfortunate, I don't even know if the target is the right word. There was an incident yesterday. And
one that captivated everybody in the office.
It was the office scuttle butt.
I mean, not since the firing of Jason Dick has everybody gathered around the water cooler.
What happened that day? What did you guys do that day? Nobody knew. What? That's bull.
I mean, we all were devastated, Jason. Yeah. People were crying in
Thursday.
The office.
Should I be offended by that? Aren't you supposed to make the big moves on a Friday afternoon? They just fired me on a Thursday like it was nothing.
Yeah, I know.
It was nothing. Okay, no. Don't stay focused on the poops, Jason. All right, so yeah. I walk into the lobby yesterday between the two shows that Nick and I do, and everybody's just like, oh my God, do you know? Do you know? Some guy just took 3 poops behind a tree. And I was like, what? And it's like, there's a guy who walked out into the parking lot in the tree, and he went behind the tree and he took 3 poops. And I was like,
I'm gonna guess Bob Fonseca.
Do you think that's who the pooper was? No.
Oh, it wasn't an employee?
No,
I don't.
Okay. I do not believe it was an employee. I believe it to be, and that's what's unfortunate, is it might be a unhoused person, perhaps somebody who's struggling with mental illness, and I hope that those people find the help and resources that they need. Get at us. We could possibly assist on. Anyway, here's the situation. Is that, yeah, somebody wandered onto our property. Broad daylight. Okay, it was 10:30 in the morning. Went behind the tree. We don't have big trees on this property as well, okay? You cannot. There is no tree that would eclipse a human pooping being, okay?
At no point since you look at our property and be like, ah, that's a safe space to poop.
Right. But he.
Nobody will notice.
He apparently did so. And he went, and then I think why they said 3, I don't know. Apparently there's like Zapruder footage of this whole thing.
Back and to the left.
Yeah, and I did not want to watch it, but apparently he goes, and then he starts to leave, then he goes back for more, and I guess he triple dipped there. I don't know the answer, but this is my question. This is my inquiry. Mm-hmm. You know, so you were talking about your car and that you now that you got a new car, you're afraid of other reckless drivers banging into you.
Yeah.
But in the way that your old car, you didn't care about, okay? So you're free to just bang it into whatever you want. Is this radio station now an old car that you don't care about? All right?
It is a regular dumping ground for vehicles that people would just come
What's
in here.
Up with
there,
that?
There was like a white windowless van in our parking lot for like a week.
It was like
that had a flat tire.
My favorite.
So somebody had a flat, pulled into our parking lot, abandoned their vehicle, and was just like, "Well, y'all enjoy that now. It's a new rockmobile."
Favorite bit of 2021 was a daily update on: is there still an abandoned, busted baby stroller sitting out in front of the radio station? Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Somebody just threw a baby stroller into the ditch in front of the radio station, and it stayed there for months. So, I'll tell you, as a driver of a relatable brand automobile, it was recently destroyed in the hailstorm. Not destroyed, but significantly damaged. Like, once my back window was busted out, all the rules were out the window.
Yeah.
Okay? I've had that car for 4 or 5 years, and I was like, no eating in the car. And I was like, okay, maybe you have like a snack, a little small something. I had no back window. I'm just driving around eating spaghetti and meatballs like it's nothing. Okay?
No, that is not a good driving food.
I'm just like, well, I don't care, man. I don't What's the big
deal? Did you like fork and twirl?
I don't care, all right? Because the car was no longer precious to me.
I've got you just like a handful of spaghetti and meatballs. Like no bowl, nothing. Just like you get.
And I'm worried that the radio station is no longer precious. And it doesn't really make sense to me. Because if you were just walking down this piece of I-35 between 183 and Rundberg, how did you choose us? I mean, right there. I've never been in there, but that...
You're saying they should have kept going to the funeral home?
There's an extended stay right there that I've been told is pretty low rent, okay? Mm-hmm. On the other side up there is like an abandoned parking lot. Right here's the old abortion clinic. I don't know what they do now there because DQA, there's no more abortions.
I think women's health.
Okay.
Outside of abortions.
There's a garbage Chinese food restaurant right there. If you cross the street, I think there's literally like a... homeless crack motel thing. Like, if you go over there, how did they decide? I mean, I might even argue, I'm biased, we're the most reputable business on this block. If you're going to go poop in somebody's parking lot, don't choose the most reputable business. But are we now a Tesla that's been had its back window busted out?
Look, it's been a while since we've had this happen, as far as I know. Maybe I'm not on a scuttlebutt. But it used to be we'd get people that would pop in because somebody was antagonizing them on the radio.
Oh, right.
You know, next door was encouraging behavior.
Right. Are you saying that this is
a fan or
that was
not
a targeted attack?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Here's what I think of talking heads.
We did make slight adjustments to the playlist.
Bring back the shine down.
I don't know, but it made me feel discouraged about my current place of employment. All right.
You should, but
so happy to be back.
Not guys. Because of this.
So happy.
Also, the fact that it's a three-peat makes me think that this is just an emergency situation.
Look, that's the other thing. I can't say that I've been there exactly, but I've been in the car or been like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I've always made it, guys.
When you're walking past the station and you don't have any constipation, diarrhea.
God.
Diarrhea.
Golly.
No good?
No good.
I'll keep workshopping it.
Hey, you want to go see Tool? Thanks for listening to our poop dilemma. 835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Tool, January 31st, Moody Center. You got to know stuff, though, man, because we are playing an exciting edition of How Much Does It Weigh? Good luck.
Good morning, X.
Tool, Moody Center, January 31st, just announced. We have your chance at tickets when we play another edition of How Much Does It Weigh? And if you want applause, I can give you applause. Sure, why not? Okay, here's how it works, guys. Been a common criticism of the games on this program. Mm-hmm. They're too complicated. I can't follow it. What are the rules? It's so complicated. So
you
here.
Have three movies on my IMDb?
Pay attention. Pay attention real quick here. I am going to give Nick and our contestant, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, I'm going to tell you a thing, and then you tell me how much does it weigh?
I got you.
Simple.
I'm ready.
Simple enough. There's three of them. The scoring is cumulative. That is unnecessarily complicated. Didn't need to do it that way, Jason, but I like to show off my on-the-fly math skills. And so, yeah, whoever had you went up the smallest number possible, the closest to the actual weights of these items at the end, beat Nick, and you're going to go see Tool. All right, Jimmy?
Got it.
You know what, Jimmy? I'm going to let you choose your own adventure here. I don't know if you are a big Tool fan or not. Do you want to play the hard version of the game or the easy version? I will tell you, if you choose the hard version, I think it might give you an advantage because Nick doesn't know nothing about Tool. But I'm going to let you decide.
Let's do the easy version.
All right. Jimmy says easy version. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. All right. The four members of the band Tool, their combined weights, how much does it weigh? Oh, what a terrible game show theme. What is that? Nick is writing down his answer. Jimmy, you're free to think your answer.
All right,
four
I got it.
Combined four members of Tool, combined weight. Nick has written his answer down. What do you think, Jimmy?
I want to say 500. 515 pounds.
515 pounds, says Jimmy. All right. What do you think there, Hajda?
Okay. Tool seems like a smaller band members. They seem like skinny guys in my mind.
Okay.
But I could be thinking of Korn. Apologies to the Tool fans. I know you don't like that. However, Maynard James Keenan, lots of hair. If I recollect.
Super heavy.
The way that his hair is, it looks like he's got heavy hair.
looks like he's got heavy hair.
Last time I saw him, looks like heavy hair. But I said 569.
569.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just quickly do some maths here. Okay, sure, you got it. The answer is 690 pounds.
Wow.
Well, you guys
are you like
both,
a fat bassist?
No. As a matter of fact, I look at this and I'm like, these guys are rather slender gentlemen. I don't know. Maybe it's just a lifetime of living in fatness that I'm like, anytime I see a grown man who weighs less than 200 pounds, I'm like, pipsqueak. Maynard James Keenan is 175 pounds.
Okay.
Adam Jones, I believe he's the guitarist, 170. That one's a tough one. I did a lot of research on this because there's a lot of athlete Adam Joneses.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're looking up, trying to find his weight, it takes a while before you get to guitarist Adam Jones's weight.
Did you get Pac-Man Jones?
Danny Carey is the drummer. He's the heaviest at 180. And then Justin Chancellor, the slightest at 165 pounds. I'll also tell you, that one's a tough one because Justin Chancellor has a side project where he put out a song called The Weight.
It's
just messing up my research all over the place. But so, yeah, 690, which means both of you guys guessing in the 500s. I mean, you guys thought that this was a band of 120-pound dudes. Nick, you are off by 121. Jimmy, by 175. But don't worry. Still anybody's game. All right. The four Grammy Awards won by Tool have a combined weight of how much? Four Grammy Awards. How much does it weigh? Again, Nick
what
is
does
thinking
a Grammy
of his
look
answer.
Like?
Jimmy, Nick is writing his down. You can.
Okay.
This is also a somewhat controversial one because according to Grammys.com, Tool has only won three.
What?
But I'm on their Wikipedia page where they have three times won the Grammy for Best Metal Performance. Schism, Seven Impist, and just put some normal letters in your songs, thank you. But they also won the Grammy, 10,000 Days, Best Recording Package. Is that literally the jewel box? They give away Grammys for that one shouldn't count. I agree, but no, I'm giving them credit for four Grammys. How much does it weigh?
I got it.
You ready? Yeah. Jimmy, what do you think? How much the weight of four Grammys?
I'm going to go 36 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay.
Thanks
for making it extra difficult for me.
Jimmy,
I
appreciate that, going the extra mile there. I have no idea what a Grammy looks like. I think I'm picturing a Tony. It's like a little tuba or record player or something.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like they would skimp out. So I said they're about 4 pounds each.
Mm-hmm.
22 pounds.
22 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay. A Grammy, it's a little like, what do those old-timey record players look like?
A phone.
Type of phone? A gramophone. Probably. Each one weighs 5 pounds, 4 ounces times 4 is 21 pounds. I'm going to give you a ding on that one.
Boom!
That's pretty good. By the way, the hard version of this game, Jimmy, I was not going to tell you guys how many members there are in Tool, how many Grammys they would have won. I would have thought that might have given you an upper hand because Nick has no idea about those things. If I would have said how many people are in the band Tool, you could have said 3, you could have said 11, right?
Yeah, you would have no idea.
Okay.
But I still would have guessed they would all be scrawny.
Jimmy, you are off by 190 pounds, 8 ounces. Nick, off by just 122. But it will all come down to this one because we are going to ask you. Hold on, let me make sure I get the exact. A 2022 Komatsu Excavator PC 210LC-11. In some circles known as a backhoe, in this circle known as a giant tool, how much does it weigh?
A 2022
Komatsu excavator, model number PC210LC-11, a backhoe. How much does a backhoe weigh?
A Japanese company, I feel like they would be extra efficient with the weight of their tools.
Why is it called backhoe? That seems like a weird name for a...
Because it's got a hoe on the back.
Building people. Excuse me?
You hoe.
I can't let you talk about my girl like that,
all right?
I can't let you.
Girl, you look good. Back that excavator up. Beep, beep, beep. Has he got a front thing and a back thing or just a back thing?
Yeah, is there a front hoe?
Sometimes they have a front hoe. I guess it would be like a...
Building people. Ryan Reynolds, are you out there? Why is it called a back hoe? Help us out here, man. Nick, come on. Pick up the pace.
I got it.
Okay, he's got his answer. Jimmy, what do you think? How much does a back hoe weigh?
Oh my God, I'm going to say... Ooh, man, it's tough. 3.5 tons?
3.5 ton. Now I have to do the math. A ton is 2,000 pounds, right? So we're going to go, that's 7,000 pounds. Can I put your answer down as 7,000?
Yeah, 7,000.
7,000 pounds. All right. Ton is 2,000 pounds. Is that right?
I think so. Depends on which ton. Okay. Now I feel
which
stupid.
Ton?
Now I feel stupid. I just said 2,022 pounds.
2,022 pounds. Why do you feel stupid?
Because that seems incredibly light now.
Well, you could have, because he said 3 tons, 3.5
yeah.
tons. Makes
yeah,
you
yeah,
say,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. We were looking for 53,000 pounds. So, yes, that was incredibly stupid. I'm not going to do the math, but Jimmy, your relatively bad answer of 7,000 pounds is well good enough for the win. Congratulations, my man. You're going to go see Tool. Hold on just 1 second, buddy.
I nailed the Grammys, though. Victory for me.
That was
moral
pretty
point.
Good. I was pretty moral impressed. Point.
The Morning X.
A real alternative classic from Dead or Alive. Seems like a Flo Rida ripoff, if you ask me.
I bet this came first.
Too close to joke court. You never get it in. It's time for Hodge the Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, my guy, Nicholas Hajda. That was Flo Rida who did that, right?
Sure. Israel's military has warned more than 1 million civilians in northern Gaza to begin evacuating southwards. However, the United Nations says a mass evacuation is impossible without major humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, Mayor Kirk Watson says that Austin is on high alert.
Should change his name to Kirk Austin, all right? Two-time mayor, that should be the way that you work, Kirk.
Okay, yeah. Not Austin Watson?
No, that would be bad.
Yeah. Anyway, he says Austin is on high alert after a former Hamas leader called for October 13th, today, to be a day of jihad across the globe. APD will be deploying directed patrols and will be on tactical alert despite not having received any information to believe that a threat is imminent. And finally, a new study says that renters age faster than homeowners biologically. And the impact of renting your home rather than owning it is more severe than smoking or unemployment.
What?
Yeah.
Renting your home, which I would advise all people to just, you know, get in touch, all right? Call my guy Mark Abernathy, Capstar Lending. I think the name of his company might have changed since then. If you're renting, you could probably afford to buy, guys, okay?
The rate of biological aging in renters versus homeowners is nearly twice that of the difference between individuals with jobs and those who are unemployed.
Renting rather than owning, you age faster?
Biologically, yes.
What does that mean? Biologically, what is this?
Like how old you are on the inside, your organs,
right.
Everything.
I don't think so. Okay, this is not a cause and effect. Okay, this is just a it's not a coincidence, but it's the same.
It's a correlation.
I don't know how to say this without being an elitist dick. Should I just not say it?
Well, that doesn't sound like you.
Renters versus owners are just, in the grand scheme, a lower rent caliber person.
So they're eating crap food.
Exactly. The person who rents versus the person who owns is much more
somebody
likely.
Somebody who has a house is probably taking care of themselves
much
better.
Much more likely
they're
to.
They're able to afford a doctor.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. They're much more likely just
if
to eat
a renter, you
Taco
probably
Bell.
Have an open wound right now that's just pouring out blood that you're doing nothing about.
You're just much more likely to go home and, you know, cook a delicious salmon and vegetables rather than, you know, get a Big Mac again. Man, a Big Mac sounds good.
The good news, the study finds that these effects are reversible. So just buy a house.
All you have to do is buy a house.
Buy a house.
For real.
Morning X Sports.
Mark, do you appreciate or even want these plugs? Call Mark. You call my guy Mark, right? What'd he tell you?
Unless you're a poor renter, then don't waste his time.
No, he wants the... He will take his time and look at your numbers, tell you what you can afford.
He did tell me once that I could afford to buy a house. I just have to apologize to Wells Fargo for welching on some debts, and I refuse to. So I'm still renting on principle.
What a brilliant decision on your part. Thursday night football, Kansas City Chiefs 19-8. They beat the possibly worst team in football, Denver Broncos, last night. Not the most titillating game. Travis Kelce did have 9 for 124 in front of his boo, Taylor Swift, in the box there. I can't get a touchdown, Kelce. All right? I'm really relying on you to save my fantasy season. Please. Please, man.
How's it going?
Surprise! It's hockey season. Your Dallas Stars with the home opener. 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Blues last night. Says here it went to shootouts. That's hockey overtime. Mm-hmm. I was like, we've played enough. It's a school night. Everybody's got to go home, so we're just going to fire a couple shots on goal and see who comes out on top.
I'm assuming it's like penalty kicks.
Totally fair and reasonable way to settle it, if you ask me. My tone is to indicate I don't believe that. Keep playing until there's a winner. They got ties in hockey, right?
No.
They got draws?
Yeah. No.
How did they get? You know what? Hockey people? Don't get at me. Texas Stars open their season tonight, the HEB Center in Cedar Park versus the Tucson Roadrunners. Meep, meep. And finally, something about baseball. Philly 3-1. They eliminated the Atlanta Braves last night. They advanced to the National League Championship Series where they will play the Arizona Diamondbacks. We have a Final Four. Again, Phillies, Diamondbacks in the National League. And what are we calling the American League showdown, Nick?
The Nolan Ryan Memorial Championship Series.
I can't believe you're so good at that impression and so bad at everyone else that I've ever heard you do. Like, what is your second best impression? That is...
My name's Jason Dick.
Yeah, poor it is people are stupid. Something like that. Nick is Team Rangers because you think the Astros be cheaters.
Yep.
I am rooting. I've always liked both teams equally, but I'm going to root for the Astros just for the content. But we need a wager. We need a bet. We need something. Me versus you. How are we going to spice this up?
Loser has to shave their facial hair. You can't have that awesome handlebar mustache anymore.
I do have it. Did we put a picture of this out? I guess.
Yeah.
He got me with a full body shot.
Yeah. But she knows how his socks match his hat.
We need a close up.
It's very important to
the tones of my shirt as well. But we need a bet. We got to figure something out.
The Morning X.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people: those who prosecute terrible jokes and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
Joke Court every Friday, where we put ourselves on trial for alleged crimes against comedy. We will play a clip from earlier this week in the show, somebody attempting a funny, and then you will go vote on Twitter at 101X Morning X. Is that person guilty? And if I figure this out, the Nick sympathizers go and vote everything Nick does is fine. The Dick detractors go and say, Jason, everything you do sucks. You know, you guys can knock that off, by the way. All right. We no longer have the alpha subordinate relationship. I know you guys are just trying to take me down a peg to help Nick out. But we are equals, partners, 50-50. All right.
Is it possible that was never a part of it? And just you were wrong and I'm funny?
Okay. You were very funny. Okay. But, I mean, acting like the Knicks sympathizers is not a real thing. Look, we did this poll on the sports show yesterday. Who had the best team of MVP candidates? And somehow you're beating me with your... Do you have Baker Mayfield on your team?
Yeah.
Get the...
The 3-1.
All right, stay focused.
4-1.
I am on trial first here. This is here. The context is kind of important because you're hearing... I think it's like the start of the sports cast, but it was right after Nick was doing news, and the news story was about how radio waves can make your junk...
They can be an effective cure for erectile dysfunction.
Right. So,
yes.
Yeah, that...
Stimulates the penis.
That was the conversation that led up to this joke attempt. Okay, hang on. It's going to be a joke. Let me see if I can do it correct. Under the advice, the guidance of our new team of consultants, we have been told that they expect us to do the hard news that everybody's talking about.
Ah!
I don't think you're doing the right hard news. Not guilty, Your Honor. That's perfectly acceptable, double entendre about hardness. What's the problem?
The problem is
maybe
that
I should not start it off with, hold on, it's going to be a joke. But I think that's another charming thing I do.
You do that, and yeah, that might be like fun. Haha, look at that guy, he's clever on the radio.
Say, hang on, I'm going to make a joke here.
But if you would, for a crime, you're like, watch out, guys, got to do a murder here. Like, that doesn't... Also, it's mostly just because last week you put me in there for, I made like a guy who stole Viagra or was busted for selling Viagra in Florida.
Right.
And I said facing a hard time and a stiff penalty.
Yeah.
And you joke courted
Listen, you were joke courted. Those are perfectly acceptable jokes, okay? But the ethics behind that was the issue. And this is, again, this is why you were acquitted, is because the joke is fine. But the problem was we only did that story because you had this joke, okay?
Accuse me of that.
You start with the punchline, and then you work your way backwards. That's not journalism, okay? That's not editorializing, which normally I would tell you, we don't do journalism around here, but apparently we do. Apparently we do. Hard news that everybody's talking about. By the way, that's definitely the worst part of our show, right? It's not your fault. But the 45 seconds when you're doing
there's sometimes we get into some extreme bickering that's worse, perhaps, but it's fine. But also, ethically, you declaring bad joke does not excuse you from bad jokes.
I did not declare bad joke. Mm-hmm. I declared joke. I'm going to do a joke. All right.
Anyway, people can go about it at Twitter. When I eventually figure out the questioning of the poll.
Oh, okay. We didn't have that time to plan. Okay, now you're going to go on trial, Hajda, so you got to focus here. I don't even want to do it now. We were reviewing the Foo Fighters Shania Twain combo from last weekend's ACL Fest. I don't ever want to mention their name again if you ask me, but you know what? It's fine. This is a joke about Shania Twain and the Foo Fighters.
So Shania Twain, Foo Fighters is your worst thing at ACL.
Without a doubt.
So you're saying that didn't impress you much? What about it?
I kind of agree. What about it? Why is it in joke court? Because you are the operator. You set the docket of joke court. I'm going to say good joke. That was pretty good.
No, you reacted as if that was a bad joke. And now, while I will admit, this was Monday.
Little easy.
Everybody and their moms had made an impress me joke about this. So it's a little bit, I don't know if derivative is the right word or just like obvious, but when just normal people on Twitter are making the same joke as me, I do feel like, hey, my standards are higher.
Right.
But this is like right after me finding out that Shania Twain.
So you did it before everybody had made the same joke.
No, I did it after everybody had made the same joke.
Before you knew about
it. But I did not know about their jokes. And did it slightly better.
Can you do one on the fly here? Do a different song, all right? So Shania Twain sucked with the Foo Fighters. Man, I feel like a woman who shouldn't be on stage with the Foo Fighters. There you go.
Mm.
No? No?
No. No.
Any man of mine better not bring this up later because I'm really embarrassed right now, said Shania Twain.
Look, when I am...
You know what? I might be Team Shania now after the way the Foo Fighters have treated me.
I don't know what you're doing here, but I know that when I win this this poll on joke court, man, I will feel like a woman. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. What? Just...
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. You had to sit there and put me on the fly and make up other jokes.
Put me on the fly, he says.
Yeah.
Okay, at 101X Morning X, you can vote on Twitter on that one. This one, I'm not even sure if it needs inclusion, but a listener did, you'll hear here, specifically tell you that you belong in joke court for this offense.
Yeah.
By the way, stay tuned. You're just minutes away from your chance at an NFL jersey if you beat me and Nick in our fantasy football contest. But you were referencing Derrick Henry. This is from, I guess, last Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's with Derrick Henry.
Is that your passer or your running back? Because he did have a passing touchdown last week. Just kidding.
You
take a quarterback.
Now. Good job.
You can put that one in joke court next week.
Look, that was a terrible joke that I made because Derrick Henry threw a pass touchdown. And it really threw the listener, bogged down the segment there. So it's all bad. I plead guilty.
Oh,
however, I want to encourage listeners to report us for joke court so that I don't have to sit there on a Thursday and rack my brain trying to find this.
Not for accountability purposes,
just make my job
save
easier.
Save you the time of having to.
So when a listener declares joke court, even when it's not applicable.
Joke court.
Even when there's like no defense for it,
uh-huh.
I will put it before the court. I am guilty. That was a bad joke.
At 101X Morning X, please go.
Worst fantasy picks by Twitter. Listener Slim, but a bad joke.
Are we guilty?
The Morning X.
All right, it's official, guys. I am officially a has-been, okay? I'm washed up.
What?
No good.
Oh, don't say that.
I don't have it anymore, guys. I don't have the juice anymore. I did not make it to the Foo Fighters Austin City Limits television TV taping last night. Television TV taping, huh?
Hey, thank you for coming into work today.
You know what?
Persevering, getting out of bed.
I actually worked last night while it was going on. All right. I was firing off takes on the YouTube machine. No problem. It's like you could be seeing the greatest living rock band in a room with 2,000 people, but instead you're here talking Longhorn football on and off week. Bo Edge.
Would you have just skipped out on that?
I told them in the afternoon. I said, guys, I hate to do this to you, but I am efforting to get tickets to the ACL Foo Fighters taping tonight, and if I am able to procure said tickets, I will not be attending our program. They said that they were rooting for me. You know, Chance Mock said that he was really rooting for me, and I was like, hang on, are you trying to say you don't want me to do a show with you, son of a bitch? I'm just Team Chance Mock all along. I'll go Team Vince Young on your ass right now, man, right now. I didn't look. And also, a couple of people have been like, what's the big deal? Didn't you just see him on Saturday? And I'm like, yeah. I saw them from 150 yards away at ACL Fest.
Oh, but seeing them from 50 yards away?
Now you're doing it? You're doing this? You don't understand what a big deal?
First of all, Foo Fighters
playing the Moody Theater is? You know what? Make like a tree and leave. You sound like a damn fool when you say this, okay? They've played Wembley Stadium, okay? And now they're playing a venue with 2,000, it is a huge underplay, all right? Bands of this caliber do not play venues of this size. And I know that it's awesome because this is their third time to do it, and I've been to the two previous, and they were both bad freaking A, all right? And so that's why I'm so upset that I was not there. That's why I'm sad about the whole thing.
Because you missed out this opportunity, or because you're no longer relevant?
Both of those things.
I feel like it's
both
the latter one.
Kind of.
I feel like if you had gotten tickets, but just, you know,
honestly,
didn't make
like,
it or something.
I was already pre-loading myself to be annoyed by how long they were going to play. Because I was like, Dave, you don't have to go for 2.5 hours, all right? Just give me 90 minutes, play the hits, and then we go.
Who was your last chance of, like, this is the guy that's going to get me in? This is all
the boss.
My hopes.
Boss.
Because I feel like you kind of made you feel like you had a shot there.
Well, so, yeah, I asked my usual people who I thought would have a chance, and they both laughed me off.
They said, new phone, who dis?
And then, I asked the boss, and I was like, hey, any chance that we could get into this thing? And he says, a little bit.
Where do they do this at?
What's that?
Where do they do this at?
Are you kidding me? They do the Austin City Limits television show at ACL Live.
Okay, right? I'm just checking.
Yeah, the Moody Theater.
Well,
because
they've done this show for a long time.
It used
before
to be
that.
On the campus of the University of Texas.
Yeah, so I was
Taylor,
making sure this wasn't
studios.
In like, you know, the Bass Concert Hall or
no,
something.
No. It's a tiny, awesome venue.
You don't just and nobody yeah. in there that can leave a door open for you?
I used to. That's the whole point, is that I don't know people anymore, okay? I don't, and I'm old.
No,
I'm
you should have done.
I'm washed up, man. I'm washed up.
You should have dressed yourself up like a Willie Nelson statue and just slowly snuck in. Just get you a little headband. Well, yeah. Nelson wig, paint yourself bronze, and just slowly
look,
ease your way
I would love to tell
in.
You guys that I'm over it, all right? And I am over it.
Yeah, we will talk about this for several times.
But I am going to have to use my influence to make sure that the Foo Fighters are never played on this radio station ever again. All right?
How's that going?
Sorry. It's going fine. Okay.
Yeah?
100%.
Okay.
You think I can't do it?
Yes.
No. Sorry, guys.
1,000%.
You have not. Listen, just on the morning show, okay? Possibly in other parts of the day you can hear. I don't control those. But as the program director of 6 to 10 a.m. musical selections, the Foo Fighters will never be heard. No! What? No! What did I have? I used to have hand, Jerry. I had hand. All right? I got nothing now.
There goes your hand.
The Morning X.
Okay, but that's the last time. All right? That's it, man. That's it. You got 8 more seconds. And then it's over for the Foo Fighters. I'm just kidding, Dave. I can never stay mad at you. Although, I'll probably never see her again. That's probably it, man, right?
Do you want to know where the floor is of, like, what artist caliber you could actually get into?
I'm already
the crowd
sick.
To,
okay.
Or do you not want to?
Because had I known, last Friday, Alanis did a taping, okay? Uh-huh. I didn't even know about it.
Oh, there's no way you could have gotten to Alanis. No way.
Foo Fighters is a much greater, more difficult ticket, but you're probably right. I probably couldn't have because I can't do
It's over. It's over for your guy, all right? You know what's on Monday? I don't even want to talk about what's on Monday, okay?
What is
it? I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about fantasy football, something I am dominant at. We need a contestant. It's Nick V, Dick V, listener, fantasy football time. Very easy contest. You just have to pick three players, beat me and Nick, and we're going to hook up an NFL jersey for
it's
you.
So I easy. Say nobody's done it.
Very easy. But so far, the listeners 0-5 against the Nick and Dick combo. 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone. Let's play some fantasy football. Yes, every Friday this time-ish, a chance for you to call in and win yourself a brand spanking new NFL jersey. Get yourself a Dak Prescott jersey because it's not over, man. He's not watching. It's not over. It's not over.
How much is a Trey Lance jersey?
Or, we just give you $150 to spend at NFLShop.com. So you could get a Dak Prescott jersey or a Trey Lance jersey. Or how about this, Hajda? 17 pairs of youth Jacksonville Jaguars Blake Bortles Montage Tri-Blend Crew Socks.
Is that just all they have in surplus?
It does say here on NFLShop.com, almost gone, which is good because Blake Bortles has been off the team for 5 years.
Yeah.
Not exactly a hit when he was there either, but
they should do a promotion where you
on
get some
clearance for $8.50 a pair.
You buy anything from NFLShop.com, you get some Blake Bortles gear.
Youth Blake Bortles yes. socks. All right, let's go. Our contestant is hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Scott. Hyder. How are you?
Good, man. Sorry, I was holding down the suck button. All right, very easy contest, Scott. Each of us is going to draft a running back, a wide receiver, a quarterback, not in that order, whatever order you like, each of those positions, and then if you beat me and Nick, you're going to score that NFL jersey. All right, buddy?
Rock on.
We have decided we're giving the listener the first pick every week until they beat us because Nick and I are undefeated. So you're going to pick first, Scott. Snake draft, 3 rounds. I'll take the second pick. Nick, you'll be third. Who's your first pick, Scott? You're on the clock.
We're going to go... Mm-hmm. Playing this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Tony. No, he's hurt. Raheem Mostert for my running back.
Raheem okay. Mostert with the number one overall pick. Interesting strategy, my friend. Okay, I have the number two pick. Usually when the first guy goes running back, I'm going to zag, do something else. But I am going to select Christian McCaffrey.
You finally figured out my secret.
That's your secret, is to pick the number one player in fantasy football?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What
yes.
a secret. All right,
you guys
Nick,
let me do it the last couple of weeks, and I'm...
You're on the clock for two picks, buddy.
Now I should definitely zag, since you guys are zigging.
I mean, if you take a running back here, that is tremendously LOL, but you could do it.
I will I go Josh Allen.
All right.
No, I hate Josh Allen.
All
That's
right.
fine.
And then?
I will go
and then,
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, eh? Okay,
yeah.
So it's back to me. And I didn't leave me him or him, so I am going to select... I am going to select wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals. Scott, you have two picks.
I am going to pick... Cooper Kupp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's going to hurt Jason.
I love Cooper Kupp. He is my guy. All right.
And then
Puka Nakua can suck my...
pick Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. I like your team there, Scott. Not sure about Raheem Mostert first. That seems a little questionable.
Yeah, just want to get on the record there.
But
what is Cooper Kupp's arch nemesis on the Rams?
His teammate?
Yeah.
Puka Nakula has been keeping his...
Puka Nakula.
Yeah, has been keeping his spot warm. But those
it's
are
not
all...
cool. He gets all those Cooper Kupp points.
Those are all Cooper Kupp points. That's correct.
Right.
So it's back to me. I need a quarterback. Is that right?
Yep.
He picked Lamar?
Yep.
I could go for the hookup and take Joe Burrow, but Jalen Hurts got a little showdown with the Jets. I'm going to take Jalen Hurts on that one.
Alrighty. I am going to take Austin Eckler for my final pick at running back. Not even 100% sure he's going to play, but Dallas.
He said 99%. 99%. Dallas, you're picking him against the Cowboys, D?
Against the Cowboys.
That is offensive.
Kellen Moore revenge game.
How dare you, my friend. How dare you. Hold on 1 second, Scott. You're a bad fan. You are. How dare you? All right? Cowboys are...
The Morning X. Morning X Sports. Ah!
Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, my guy, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, how are you, man? What's up?
Man, I'm good. I'm realizing you've added a calf model to your lengthy resume.
You saw that, huh? Wow. You know what? Thanks to my photographer, Nicholas Hajda, at 101X Morning X on Twitter. I guess I tweeted it as well, at Jason Dick AF. It's angles. I'm playing angles. I'm using some leverage with my other leg. But yeah, when I saw it, I was like, damn, that is a good-looking calf I got going there.
Brahma Bull, baby. Brahma Bull.
You know, he used to say, Dennis, that he could be a good foot model, but just one of his feet.
I have one good foot. Yes. One good foot. My right foot is a disaster. I've sprained that ankle like 40 times, Dennis. I got a real cankle situation. But my left foot, it is a banger. It is a banger.
All you need is one, man.
Through a lot of hard work and 2 years of no carbs, he's graduated to calves.
Dennis, it's an interesting week because the Longhorns are off. Cowboys don't play till Monday. I feel like I'm on a bye week myself. So it's the perfect opportunity to ask you these pressing questions that we haven't had time for, specifically about Taylor Swift. All right.
I was going to ask you guys about Taylor Swift.
She's a singer.
Anyway, I'll let you start.
Yeah.
I have a serious question about all this.
Okay. Well, I have a serious question for you because, yeah, she's at Arrowhead again last night supporting her boo, possibly, Travis Kelce. And there's already been some backlash about how the NFL is overdoing it with this whole Taylor Swift thing. Dennis, you are a television professional, television programming professional. From that perspective, like, what do you think? What is the right amount to cut up to the box and see Taylor Swift? How much Taylor Swift do you want in the broadcast from a television strategic point of view?
Right. The blueprint is there. I mean, this is what I'm not understanding. Celebrities have attended sporting events in the past, you know?
Yeah.
Usually you get the, you know, like, I always like the Lakers game. They know how to do it, you know? You show the 5 or 6, boom, boom, rat-a-tat-tat, Billy Crystal's in the house, you know, whoever, and then you move on. If one of them goes nuts, like, in a certain moment, maybe you pan back. I am not understanding. Maybe I just don't understand the gravity of what Taylor Swift is as a... Is she a megastar? The treatment has been out of control for
Biggest star. Whatever is the highest, that's Taylor Swift.
I said last week that I think she's literally the most famous person in the world. If it's not her, it's Donald Trump, who is just a little bit divisive to some people.
I think people would tell you Ronaldo, Messi, but...
Taylor Swift, is she divisive? I guess I'm surprised to see so many people upset that they keep showing her on TV.
Well, I guess a bunch of Katy Perry fans,
am I right?
The right amount of Taylor Swift is depends on how much Broncos offense you can show, because I tuned in for that, and after three series of three and outs, I was like, okay, what's going on with Taylor? And then I saw her hanging out with Brittany Mahomes, and I was like, okay, back to the field.
Yeah, that's a meter mover. Yeah, so, and that's just it. I'm not outraged or angry about it. I'm more confused, like, because it just seems like we've really gone off script as far as, like, okay, Taylor, you know, forget about, I mean, I can't even think of big celebrities, Madonna, whoever, like, and that shows, I guess, my age, but, I mean, yeah, we can do a cutaway or two, kind of set the scene that, yeah, she's going out with Travis Kelce, we get it, but then it's like, okay, we're good, but anyway.
It's very clear they have a dedicated camera. They have a Taylor camera that's on her at all times, ready to go.
Yeah.
But here's how you do it, Dennis. I don't know if the kiss cam is in football games, but if they had a kiss cam and it was Taylor and Travis and they somehow kissed, oh, my God.
Oh,
that would break the ratings machine.
But I don't want to be naive to it either. I mean, it's all about what moves the meter, and, man, she's proven it, right? Like, I keep seeing these stats about – because I thought Travis Kelce was a pretty big deal, and – he has, I guess, upped his profile tremendously with whatever, hundred thousands of followers on whatever platform, this and that. And the actual rating, I mean, I've heard these things about that demo of women now of whatever, 18 to 49 or whatever that spot is. It's just like, I mean, it's real. So if you have those eyes, I guess you might as well show them what they want.
Did we address your Taylor Swift question, or what was your question?
More or less, yeah. I just was a little baffled. I mean, you know, because I know you guys dabble in pop culture a lot more than I do, and I just I mean, I guess she is that big of a deal.
We do, but as a matter of fact, we have reached the end of our audience's patience. They're like, okay, enough with the Taylor Swift talk. Let's move to baseball.
I'm
so glad that it's finally baseball season, Dennis, especially now that we have a Rangers-Astros ALCS, or what are we calling it, Nick?
Nolan Ryan Memorial Championship Series.
I don't know why it's got to be Memorial, but no, that's good. That's good. Dennis, Nick has got the Rangers because he says the Astros are cheaters.
They're like Astricos.
You've been sitting on that one, Nick.
I have the Astros really just for content. I like both of the teams, but I want to have a combative relationship with my guy here. And we're trying to figure out what we should wager. I was thinking something along the lines of, you know, like when... You know, Texas and USC play. It's like, hey, we'll send you, if we, when you win, we'll send you barbecue. And if you guys win, you'll send us unbelievably high property taxes or whatever they have in California. but yeah, Dallas and Houston, as I was like, what does Houston have? Carjackings? I don't want any of that. Dallas, you got a bunch of Nepo babies with pleated khaki shorts. I don't know anything about these communities to know. But so what is a good wager for Nick and I to have for this game? What do you think, Dennis?
So the sad thing is, the first thing that I can think of for you, what you would win when your Astros take care of business, what is it? Carbach makes a Crawford box, you know, beer. Why don't you get a case of that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, not the safest choice for me, but yeah, I think that's fun. we can probably pull that off.
I don't know what the Rangers equivalent of a case of decent, you know, beer is.
Well, I don't know. What do 40-year-old divorcees with big hair drink? Red wine? You want some red wine?
You can tweet at us at 101X. At 101X Morning.
Oh, Ozempic!
What do you think?
If the Rangers win, you got to buy me Ozempic.
Don't get Nick started with Ozempic.
Maybe a Dak Prescott autograph, you know, since it might be kind of a collector's item.
I mean, if you want to degrade the value of whatever he's signing, sure.
Wow. Tweet at us. What should Nick and I bet? What? Let's try to do 30 seconds of real analysis on this series, Dennis. 7 straight ALCS for the Astros. They have to be the favorite here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just the experience. They've been there. They've done that. They got a couple rings, whether you go trash can gate or not. I mean, they've done it, and a lot of those guys are still on this team. And they've done it in recent history. I mean, they've won 7 of the last 8 in the regular season. They've took, 9 of 13, you know, this year. They're kind of built to win this. Now, I mean, if you want to, you know, go the other way, that I love that Rangers lineup. It's fun to watch them mash. I think the obvious pick here is the Astros.
Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend? I think we touched on it, yeah?
Yeah, so let's start with baseball since we're talking about that. That series starts Sunday night on Fox in Houston. So we'll go backwards. Before that, Fox NFL doubleheader, Texans Saints, Eagles Jets. You can see if the Eagles are going to stay undefeated. I don't even know. Are we scoreboard watching at this point with the Cowboys? There was a time when you're wanting to get that top seed, win the division, and
I don't really believe in the Eagles, and I've called Jalen Hurts the most overrated player in the NFL. Now he's good, but I think he is overrated. However, you're right. The way the Cowboys have played, I don't even know if it's fair for me to comment on the Eagles.
Yeah. So we'll just keep it to ourselves. Saturday, tons of college football. Number 2, Michigan, Indiana starts it at 11. Iowa, Wisconsin in the middle. And a top 20 battle between UCLA and Oregon State in primetime. We'll do our Fox 7 football tonight right after that 30-minute special. And, of course, we got Fox 7 Friday football tonight with high school football out of our ears. So, a lot of football.
Giddy up, man. Way too late in this segment to bring it up, but I assume it was on FS1, right? West Virginia, Houston last night. Have you ever seen two teams try to lose a game harder?
No. So the behind the curtain here, you know, we cut highlights as we're getting close to deadline, and I had to recut that game.
What a nightmare.
Times.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. So, UT, if you're trying to figure out what to do on the bye week, defend the Hail Mary.
I was very upset that Sark only left his offense 15 seconds versus Oklahoma last Saturday, but Houston was like, that's way more than enough time. Okay,
we're good.
All right, Dennis, fun conversation as usual. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week. All right, buddy?
You too, guys.
See you,
man. Enjoyed it.
The Morning X.
We gave away our last set of Tool tickets earlier this morning. They do go on sale today, 10 a.m. Make an appointment to be there on the internets if you want to buy tickets. See Tool, Moody Center, January 31st. We gave it away with another titillating edition of How Much Does It Weigh? Should we just play every game, every day, every hour for the rest of time?
We should be quitting and making this.
It was a good one.
Next on ABC, after Can You Beat Shazam? How much does it weigh?
The final category question was a 2022 Komatsu Excavator PC210LC-11, a backhoe. Never got to the bottom, by the way, of why is it called a backhoe? Do you have a front hoe? I've heard of side hose before, but I don't know why it's called a backhoe.
It
doesn't make sense to me. But I wanted to ask you, Nick, what do you think? 2022 model backhoe. You were just in the automobile business.
Ooh.
It is gently used. You know what? I can't say I know how gently it was used. It's a backhoe. Sometimes you go at them real hard, all right? but yeah, it's only a year old. How much? For a 53,000-pound backhoe.
$120,000.
That's pretty good. It's $185,000.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's vaguely in that
business. Look, if you got a good backhoe, you can get a lot of money for them.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be quite lucrative.
Do you cut them in? What's
the deal?
You got
to keep them aligned, though.
Oh,
sometimes
right.
You got to raise your hand.
Exactly.
Powder me up.
I have a friend who's vaguely in that business, the construction backhoe business.
Okay.
He said one of his guys rolled it 200 feet down the side of a hill.
It's going to happen.
Just got out and walked away.
Yeah.
That's going to happen?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're still doing a bit here. Sometimes you got to roll your backhoe off the side of a cliff.
The Morning X.
Yeah. Stop nicking the news, Nick. Yeah. I'm just trying to brighten people's day, make them feel good. Smile early in the morning with some feel-good, uplifting, positive news, and then Nick's going to crap on it because he doesn't like joy. He's against joy.
Today I'll try it, Jason. Hit me with the headline.
Okay. 104-year-old woman Dorothy Hoffner, she just sounds 104, died peacefully in her sleep on Sunday night. That's all.
Okay.
No, there's more. Quote, there was nothing scary about it. It was nice, peaceful, end quote. She said, not about her passing, but about the skydive she took just days before passing. Dorothy, earlier this month, became the oldest woman, set the Guinness World Record for oldest person. I said woman. Mm-hmm. Sexist. What do I think? There's just 108-year-old dudes are out there jumping out of planes all the time? No. She's the oldest person to take part in a tandem parachute jump. Let's see here. She bested the record of a 103-year-old Swedish woman from last year. Her name's not in the story. I'm going to say Claire. Her friend,
traditional Swedish name if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Her friend Joe says of Dorothy that she was... Look at this word. Quote, indefatigable.
Yeah.
That's a real one?
Yeah.
Indefatigable.
Try to fatigue, Dorothy. You can't do it.
It just sounds like I swam in some dirty creek water. I got indefatigable.
Yes.
I'm on penicillin until it goes away. Quote, she just kept going. She was not someone who would take naps in the afternoon or not show up for any function, dinner, or anything else. She was always there, fully present. She kept going, always, end quote. Dorothy says, actually, what's the big deal, man? She says, quote, what has age got to do with it? I'm 104 years old. So what? And she jumped out of a plane, and then she died.
She probably said it a little bit differently.
What?
It wasn't quite as forceful.
I don't do old lady impressions.
What does age have to do with it? So what? Look, here's the thing. This has been a reoccurring theme in Don't Nick My News, where all these old people, usually they're octogenarians, 80-year-olds that go skydiving.
Right.
And like, you know, and I'm like, look, if I cared about I cared about my grandma, we would never let her go skydiving. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like just a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Now, not only because... Will the fear, the adrenaline, the heart rate cause some problems for some elderly folks?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But also, isn't even it actually happens and an old person dies mid skydive? Now you've just got a dead body strapped to some dude, some skydive instructor, and that seems kind of traumatic, okay? I mean, what does he do? Does he cut him loose? Like, mid, just like, oh, well, she's dead anyway, she'll just fall.
I'm not.
No, you got to go skydive now with a little dead weight.
Imagine that I would like being strapped to a dead body, mm-hmm. but I also would be kind of grossed out just strapping me to a 104-year-old lady as well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, did she void her bowels?
So,
does that mean she's dead or is she just a voider? Sorry, Dorothy, I'm sure you were.
Hey. She suffered from infatigable.
She was infatigable. Yes. Indefatigable.
Okay. Sometimes you crap your pants when you got indefatigable. So I feel just vindicated on the whole don't let old people skydive. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But also, I remember my great-grandma Lily, her dream, her goal in life was to be the oldest living Matula. That was her maiden name. That's his family. And once she achieved that goal... She died like weeks later, fell apart. So this is a lesson, kids. Don't achieve your goals because you will die immediately after.
You were very sad.
You gotta leave them.
On Monday, it was your birthday. You said you were turning 40 and you were sad that you hadn't made more success for yourself. I think you're killing it, by the way, buddy. But no, you're well on your way to living to be 200 years old.
And what's this old lady's name? Dorothy?
Dorothy, yeah.
Yeah, it's being somewhere between Nick Haida and Dorothy, and you will live a long and perhaps not quite satisfying life.
Now I'm trying to think, could I be the oldest living dick? Like, I mean, not now, obviously, but how many people do I have to outlast to achieve the title? All my cousins are just unhealthy AF.
Yeah.
My sister, she's drawn dead. She's got no chance. Aiden, that little son of a bitch. Wait, he's younger than me. I don't have to worry about him. I'm confused about the rules.
Good morning, X.
Everybody, come see how good I look. For real, come look at this, guys. Nick took this picture of me today, and I don't know. Is it just that I'm in a bubbly Friday mood? Mm-hmm. Am I looking extra handsome? I am sporting a new facial hairdo over here. I like this outfit, but goddamn, I'm looking good there, buddy. I am looking good. It's on my Twitter, at JasonDickAF. I think you put it on ours as well.
Yeah, next morning, X as well.
I'm getting...
Your foot does look incredibly vascular. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
There's
like a big ass vein there.
I got big foot veins.
On your right foot.
That's right, baby.
I just like it because people on Twitter are busting on your sock game.
What's the deal?
Which you have been weirdly obsessed with matching your socks
to
your outfits lately.
Two negative comments that somehow are now drowning out the hundreds of positive comments that I've received. Hundreds, if not thousands. But one guy says that I'm wearing old man slip on shoes. Bro. These are Vans, okay? These are white-on-white Vans, okay? You are the coolest kid at the 1998 Warped Tour if you had these shoes on, all right?
And the coolest kid at the 1998 Warped Tour is an old man now.
I am an old man, but I'm not wearing old man shoes. I am an old man wearing shoes. That doesn't make them old man shoes. Mm-hmm. And then, much worse, this guy says that my socks ruin it. Listen, these socks are not only perfectly curated with the perfect shade of orange goes with the shirt and with my hat, but also we got a little lavender going in the sock here. All right?
Lavender.
Yeah, because I've got the shirt that I'm rocking today is heavy on the pastels, and so I got a little Easter egg painted Easter egg lavender sock game going on. What is he talking about?
What is it, the 1998 Warped Tour where you found a shirt on the parking lot and you're like, "Oh, that's a good addition to the wardrobe. I'm going to take that home."
Limp Bizkit's Kid Rock Stain Show 1999.
If you go tell that kid that one day you'd be bragging on your radio show about wearing lavender socks, I feel like that kid would punch you.
Mm.
That kid would be so disappointed.
I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you they don't ruin the outfit. Okay. There was a lot of thought and effort that went into these, and it's... The picture looks so good. I sent it to Bumble and I sent it to my girlfriend this morning, and I just said, "Look how handsome I am." And she just replied, "Looking good."
How many times do you send her a picture and say, "Look how handsome I am"?
You know what? I'm going to start doing it every day, okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't want to say there's trouble in the Bumble's household, but I feel like she's way unimpressed with me these days. And so, when I send her a picture, like imagine if she sent me a picture and said, "Look how beautiful I look." And I just said, "Yep, looking good." I need a little more enthusiasm, okay? And a little more.
Do you want her to be late for work for how good you look in this picture?
I think that she, you know what? No, go to work, darling.
Okay.
But if you, you know, said something like, "Wow, maybe I should quit my job and you become a full-time model," I would be flattered.
Did you try that during your sabbatical when you were
full-time model?
No,
I didn't try that one.
Next go around.
Look, guys, I'm just trying to feel good because things are going bad for your guy. It's over. I'm officially washed up. Couldn't get into the Foo Fighters ACL taping last night.
Should we send this picture to Dave Grohl and maybe he'll do a special encore like, this ACL what you taping?
Missed. You could have had all
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Could have had all this, but no.
That could have been the crowd, ACL producers.
I was actually very excited to, instead of see the Foo Fighters in a tiny room with a small, romantic group of people, all right? Instead, I got to talk to football on the internet with my friends Chance Mock and Chad Hastings and Bo Edge. And, it's basically the same thing. And then I found
How'd
out.
How'd they feel about this is how, Shania Twain's performance?
We did not discuss that, but I will tell you, go check my Twitter, YouTube, whatever. Chad Hastings does a brilliant Lou Holtz impression. Have you ever heard it?
It's
right. great. But it's all right.
It's all right.
How dare you?
It's good.
Last night he did Lou Holtz. He did Dave Holtz, Grohl Holtz. He did Lou Holtz singing Foo Fighters songs.
Grohl.
Yeah, Lou Grohl is probably the answer. It's hilarious. It's very
good. Actually, I do want to go check it out.
It's very good. We'll be back on Monday night, start previewing Texas and Houston. But Chad is not going to be there because he's going to a concert. And I was like, oh, sweet, what concert? You know what concert's happening Monday night, Hajda, that I am now not able to go to?
Kesha.
Kesha is in my city on Monday night, and I have to talk football on the YouTube. What the? I mean, not that I could get tickets anyway, but what the hell is that? I have lost it, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm off my game, all right?
But you got lavender socks, buddy.
Let's see here. Is there anything on Twitter that could make me feel better? What did you say? Do I go Mr. C or Zach for New Braunfels?
Yeah, Mr. C.
Wow, take that, Zach.
All right, you better.
At Regularly Sleepy tweets at The Morning X, says, I ordered chicken fettuccine Alfredo from DoorDash. Terrible decision. They delivered a mystery meal and made me run to the bathroom where someone didn't flush. That disgusted me into passing out. I just woke up. Can you help me out and tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
I just want to make sure we talk about poop in every hour of today's show. Sorry, Zach. Yours was good, too.
Have a safe, fun weekend. You guys ACL festing again?
We'll try to get out there tomorrow. Yeah.
No, tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Really? You hear that, Dave? Nick's got a pass that's available for tonight. Oh, you would never, right? We don't pass passes around here.
Not on my watch.
We don't pass passes.
Not on my watch.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'll go down there and make sure nobody's just passing passes outside the gates.
The Morning X.